Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. The NFL week is upon us. Week 6 begins tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. College football just a couple days away as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, it is. Giants and Eagles tonight?
Yes.
So we'll see if that three-player-only meeting that the Eagles had. Because I heard something this morning, Andy. I think we might have mentioned it. I forgot what team had a team meeting. How do people know that you had a team meeting, a player-only meeting? You know what I mean?
Good question. Yeah, somebody's got to tell.
Yeah, somebody's got to tell, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you want anybody to know that you're having a player-only meeting when you just wanted to be the players that know? I mean,
that
obviously you don't
question.
See what's going on.
I would assume you've been a part of a players-only meeting at some point.
Yes.
Did the media find out about it?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Now they know.
Yeah, now they know.
You just told them.
Yeah, no. No.
That Scoop.
But I tell you what. They did.
Score one for journalism here.
In the rare time that a player-only meeting works, after we won a game, and everybody said, what was the turnaround? Well, we had a players-only meeting. We took accountability. Smart. And basically all you do in there is like, yeah, I know I got to play better. I got to do a better job of doing, you know, whatever. I'm counting on you to do it so you can count on me to do it. And then we went out there and won a game. And then it was all,
That's what it was.
Yeah, man.
That's
what player only meeting. Not the fact that we just played better.
No.
And the fact that we played.
Or maybe you played a worse team.
Exactly. Played a team worse than us.
No.
And yeah, that's what it was.
Whatever, man. Whatever works.
Yeah.
If it's the players only meeting, and it was really only three players, right? It was Jalen Hurts, it was Saquon Barkley, and it was J.J. Brown.
Right.
No defensive players.
No defensive players.
So none of those guys were allowed to be a part of it.
It ain't our fault.
So if the defense gets lit up, maybe they'll have to have the players only with the defense in there next time.
That's a possibility.
Now, if the defense gets lit up by Jackson Dart and the Giants, they probably have problems.
Uh-oh, why is Bo pumping his fist? You got Jackson
Dart's our starting quarterback on our fantasy team.
Who the hell? Why?
Because Lamar Jackson was our quarterback.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And it's a 16-team
league.
Still
not practicing, and they have a bye week next week.
Hold on. And so the only guy y'all could get was Jackson?
Actually, Jackson was okay last week. He was all right last week.
Oh, it was
They played the freaking Saints.
I know.
But, hey, man, just run for your life tonight and throw to Theo Johnson.
Man. It's not great.
They don't have to win.
Yeah,
we're not proud of it.
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, at least we're setting our lineup.
Yeah. Like, my lineup is set. I made sure the lineup was set when I deleted the app.
You understand sometimes people have buys and stuff.
Who has buys?
Guys on your team, which I'm happy about because I'm playing you this week.
That ain't got nothing to do with
me. So don't re-download the app this week
don't
and start
about
setting
that.
Your buy.
I don't even remember know what the app was called.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way. If you get inspired to get back into the college football,
I might play this weekend.
Do it next week.
I might play this weekend.
Don't do it this week. No. We need that easy Randy Mack win.
I might.
You're the Jets of the college fantasy league.
I might let you. Might go on and get me some this weekend.
No, don't, because you have good players.
I know.
Have some of them on the bench.
I don't think I changed mine up once.
No.
Yeah, but it's all good.
Leave it.
Like, found out the guy that I beat?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you beat me, I'll let you know on Monday.
All right.
Be very sad about it.
Man, make sure you do that. Make sure you do that. But yeah, Philadelphia, they're with a touchdown favorite. They should win that. easily. The Giants are not good. I mean, but the biggest thing about the Eagles thing is that their line is so banged up. And one thing we know about the Giants, they can rush the passer. They can get after the passer with that D-line that they have.
There also is some defensive, like Jordan Davis. Sorry. Carter might not play.
Yeah.
Also, I saw in the Kobe Dean probably going to make his return.
Yes, I saw that.
Which is exciting to see.
Yeah, saw that.
But yeah, they're banged up on defense, too. I mean, it's also Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, weird stuff happens in Thursday games.
It really does, especially when you're the underdog, because you got to kind of look at it as, you know, they're on the short week also. And, you know, they're playing, I think it's in New York or Jersey, whatever. So, I mean, the Eagles jump on a train, go up there, whatever. But, anything can happen. I mean, I think the thing with Jackson Dart is just having fun with your fantasy thing. Like, rushing yards include, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, because he's going to be running for
his
life.
He's going to be running for his life.
Yeah.
He just needs to not fumble when he's in the open field like he did a couple times last week.
He's going
to
be running for, because they got him on a one-read run plan right now.
Yeah. Man, you don't see it, tuck it and go.
Yep, exactly what his plan is. So, yeah, as long as you got some of those rushing yards for him, y'all should be all right. Now, he might luck up and throw Theo Johnson might get behind somebody.
As long as that's the guy he throws it to.
Yeah, because there's nobody. Who the hell is
we got him, too.
Who the hell is there to throw to?
I don't know.
Yeah, is Slayton somebody?
Probably. There's always somebody named Slayton or Clayton or Creighton or somebody
Slayton
on
Wondell
their team.
Robinson or the Wondell Robinson.
Oh, I like, Wondell's a good player.
I like Wondell.
He's a good player.
I think Slayton was ruled out.
Okay. And then you got,
good.
Yeah.
Throw it to Theo.
Throw it to Theo.
That's what I've always said.
They have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Throw it to Theo. All right. Well, it'll be an interesting game.
Maybe. Or it might be terrible. Who knows? It's Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
I found out some awful news about the Oregon-Indiana game on Saturday, Randy.
Whoa.
I don't know if you know this or not, but let me just start by asking you this. How compelled are you to root for people that went to your high school?
How compelled am I to root for people that went to Peach County?
Yes.
Very compelled.
Right? Like, really compelled.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a hometown, you know, you're going to support the hometown guy and all that. And, you know, there's been a number of players either in the NFL or in college over the last handful of years we've been doing this show together that went to Peach County High School that are from Fort Valley, Georgia. And you always kind of know. I'm surprised you didn't know this, and I hate to have to say it.
Okay.
But Oregon's third string running back went to Peach County High School.
Oh, sweet.
No, not sweet.
Why?
Because now you have to root for him.
I'll give you this, and I'll ask you this. That won't happen.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good, good.
Yes, yes, yes. That's usually that's usually geared towards more NFL than anything. I root for that player.
I don't think he's going to go there.
The college guys, I don't really.
Okay. Unless they play for Georgia.
Unless they play for Georgia, because I don't really keep up with a lot of it. I mean, I get tagged in a lot of these kids that play in Fort Valley, tagged in a lot of their tweets for whatever reason. Good for you. I like it and all that stuff. I don't know nobody. I mean, I told you the big deal for my kids, with my son especially, when he knew that I knew Rusty. He's like, you know Rusty? I was like, yeah, I know Rusty. Really? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they know that I know Rusty, but yeah, I can't get you recruited. I can't get you no stars. I can't get you no NIL money. None of that.
Okay, good. So the fact that Noah Whittington has 21 carries for 184 yards this season and a couple touchdowns for Oregon.
That means nothing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I want
to. Look, you're hoping he does good.
Yeah, of course I want him to. Because the thing about it is, it's so funny when I see these kids playing, like I went, like Kyrus Jackson, I went to school with his mother.
Sure.
Now, these other kids, I don't know their mamas. They probably. They
you don't know a Whittington?
Man, please. I don't know.
Good.
I'm sure Whittington, the Whittingtons of a Griffin line or something like that, or something like. I have no clue, but I mean, anytime the kids from Peach County can get an opportunity to play and do good, I'm always for that because that's my hometown. It's the high school I went to. It's a different, completely different high school than when I went to. They moved into a new school, but yeah, I mean. You're feeling a certain type of way that I might root for Oregon.
Yeah, I wouldn't want like, that. I just wouldn't want
how,
that.
How? Can I ask you something?
Sure.
How you knew that?
I was just looking. I don't even know. Why would I know
that? Why would you know that? That's what that means. A third string running back.
Here's how.
Okay.
Because I was listening to some college football podcast. I listened to like five of them this morning. I was listening to one of them, and they were raving about Oregon's running backs in previewing the game, which is going to be a fun game.
Yes,
Oregon
is.
And,
yes.
And Indiana.
Yes.
That's where game day is going to be in Eugene. It's cool that Indiana's right back where they were last year. And,
yes, it is.
You know, maybe they can. This will be the biggest win that they've had in this run if they win the game too. And they were raving about the running backs, and I was like, I know about the Hill kid. Who are the other ones? And I clicked on Jaden Lamar. I was like, okay, all right, that guy's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
From Seattle area. It'd be pretty cool if he went to a different school,
okay.
But whatever. I guess he chose Oregon. We'll probably threw some money at him. Bunch of cheaters. And I was like, who's the other guy? Oh, Noah Whittington.
Okay.
Oh, Peach County.
I'm glad.
What?
You know, You know what's so great about
that? No, it said Fort Valley. And I was like, well, Fort Valley is, you know, there's a bunch of places you could go.
No, there's only one school.
I know.
There's only one high school.
I know. So then I Googled him, and I was like, oh, he went there. All right. Yeah, well,
there's only one school in Pete County.
It's a long way from home.
Yeah, but that's the great thing about it is these kids getting out and exploring and going to other places like Oregon. I mean, I think that's so cool that these kids get the opportunity. And the fact that Dan Lanning and them came down to Fort Valley to
probably
see
helps.
This kid, it helps also. Because I tell you, that was always the coolest thing in high school was lunchtime and the college recruiters be walking around. Yeah, that was some easy, yeah. But
yeah, it's an easy flex.
Yeah, that's an easy flex right there, man. They come through that with that and make sure they always wear a polo with the school logo on it. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
That right there is – I know that there's a lot of like North Carolina released that statement last night about their support for Bill Belichick, right? Mm-hmm. The dreaded vote of confidence during a bye week, like
my thing,
not great.
But
I just before because what you're going to say, I probably agree with.
But I
know everyone wants to talk about all the different stuff, and it's easy to jump on and fine, jump on. I don't have any defense of jumping on, but like Dan Lanning being at Georgia, recruiting the area, going on to be a head coach at a different place in a different region, but having that
the relationships
mm-hmm. and the knowledge of the recruit, that's how you get guys like that to
yes.
be your third string running back and add depth to a really good program on a different side of the country.
Right.
That's why North Carolina sucks, because they don't have any guys in their program that know college football. They don't have any relationships, and their roster's terrible because of it.
Well,
I know everybody wants to make it Bill Belichick's girlfriend, and they want
to
make it
that,
this.
That has
it's
nothing
not
to do
that.
With that. It has
it's
to do
because
with
their roster sucks.
Yes.
And they don't know how to play the game.
He's trying
to run the thing like he did New England.
The most important thing you just said right there, don't know the game. Because the thing with it is that Bill came in with Lombardi and they tried to sell this. We're going to get you, this is how you get to the NFL. We're going to, and all those different things. But these are still kids.
That's right.
These are still kids. And you can't, and where did I hear this at? Okay, it was a coach just said this about, when you're talking to recruit and keeping these kids on your team, is like they're not like they were before you. You know what I mean? Like you got to be able to coach them, but you also got to be able to build trust with them.
Right.
And
we're not talking about a guy that like coached college kids a certain way and now has to adapt to the new era of college athlete. We're talking about a guy that's like the most famous coach for not having feelings
at
towards
all.
Anyone.
And you can't do that
at
in college.
At the NFL level.
Yes, you can't do that.
And now he's trying to bring it to this era of college football.
You can't do that.
No.
Because these kids don't care about his resume.
No, of course not. They don't care about any of it.
Yeah.
Like telling a kid, like an NIL kid, to do their job mm-hmm. is the rudest thing you could say to him.
Yes.
Like Kirby said, they're offended to be coached sometimes.
Yes.
So, and that some of the report that came out about what's going on in Chapel Hill, sort of where I'm approaching this from, is like, you have to be willing to coddle at least a little bit. You got a pat on
Bill,
the back.
Bill, don't coddle.
Then he's not going to succeed.
Because the thing about the coddling thing, that's why they're talking about having the parents mad. Well, the babies are telling their moms and daddy them.
Right.
And their moms and daddy them ain't like the previous generation of mom and daddy.
Right.
Like my mama, figure it out.
Well, again, also.
Well, I ain't call my mama like, mama, he's being mean.
But when you're being rude to whatever, when you're coaching ex-NFL player hard, he doesn't tell his parent and parent text you.
Yeah.
It's do your job.
Yeah.
That's it. Cut and dry. That's what it is. But that's not the reality of the landscape at that level right now.
They call their mom and them every damn hour. Yeah. Hey, mama, I just had a bagel.
That's why it's not. Yeah.
But
that's why it's not going to work.
Yeah. But the thing about it is he took 70 new players.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. A lot of them post-spring.
That's true.
And then you're trying to acclimate all that stuff, man. And I know, Bill has to give back a million if he leaves.
You can do it in a year. You can do it in a year if you know college football.
He doesn't know it.
He doesn't.
But that was always the thing. That's why I said the sell ain't working when you're selling people. All these kids want to go to the NFL. Duh.
I know, but
they want to go to the
there's
NFL.
There's also a flaw
their
with
way.
That. That's a flaw with that argument too, though. Like, this is how to get to the NFL. I think Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, Oregon, other schools have been doing a pretty good job sending kids to the NFL too.
Yes.
Like, the NFL's populated by all these other schools. It's not like, oh, he knows how to get there. Well, so do they, and them, and there. They're not going to treat you like that, and they have more money. So, I don't know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The fun part is going to be piling on the TMZ story of it, which, fine, do that if you want. That's fine. But the reason it's not working is because they don't know college football and they don't know how to treat people. So we'll see how it goes. They might fire him today. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here to kick off the show on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.